and in a tower, in anguish and in woe, dwellen this Palamon and Ik Arkite for evermore. There may no gold them quite. This passeth year by year and day by day, till it fell once in a morrow of May, that Emily, that fairer was to seen than is the lily upon its stalk green, and fresher than the May with flowers new, for with the rose colour strove her hue, I not which was the fairer of them two. Ere it were day, as was her wont to do, she was arisen and already dight, for May will have no sluggardy a night. The season pricketh every gentle heart, and maketh it out of its sleep to start, and saith, Arise, and do thine observance. This maketh Emily have remembrance to do honour to May, and for to rise. Yclothed was she fresh for to devise. Her yellow hair was braided in a tress behind her back a yard long, I guess, and in the garden at the sun uprist she walketh up and down, and as her list she gathereth flowers party white and red to make a subtle garland for her head, and as an angel heavenishly she sung. The great tower that was so thick and strong, which of the castle was the chief dungeon, there, as the knights were in their prison, of which I told you and tell and shall, was even joinant to the garden wall, there as this Emily had her playing. Bright was the sun and clear in that morning, and Palamon, this woeful prisoner, as was his wont by leave of his jailer, was risen and roamed in a chamber on high, in which he all the noble city saw, and eke the garden full of branches green. There, as the fresh Emily, the sheen, was in her walk and roamed up and down. This sorrowful prisoner, this Palamon, goes in the chamber roaming to and fro, and to himself complaining of his woe that he was born, full oft he said, Alas! And so befell, by aventure or cas, that through a window thick of many a bar of iron, great and square as any spar, he cast his eye upon Amelia, and therewithal he blanched and cried, Ah! As though he stungen were unto the heart. And with that cry Arkite anon upstart and said, Cousin mine, what aileth thee that art so pale and deadly on to see? Why criest thou? Who has thee done offence? For God's love, take all in patience our prison, for it may none other be. Fortune has given us this adversity. Some wicked aspect or disposition of Saturn by some constellation has given us this, although we had it sworn. So stood the heavens when that we were born. We must endure it. This is the short and plain. This Palamon answered, and said again, Cousin, forsooth, of this opinion thou hast a vain imagination. This prison caused me not for to cry, but I was hurt right now throughout mine eye into mine heart, that will my bane be.